From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Tunisia, the army was called in to restore order today after a security vacuum left by the departure of the country's veteran president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, was forced out after 23 years in office in a climax to weeks of violent protests in the capital city. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in Tunis and describes the scene there.
All of a sudden, the police come and they start moving in, firing tear gas and breaking it up. And this went on for an hour. And they broke it up quickly, but then they played cat and mouse with people in the street. And, I mean, I got hit by the tear gas. It was very powerful. It's very dangerous out there. I saw police beating someone outside my hotel.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Things are reported to be quieter now that Ben Ali has fled the country. Saudi Arabia is confirming the ousted Tunisian president and his wife have arrived there. The country's prime minister has taken over and says he will move to hold early elections. Wisconsin Republican Rince Priebus has won the balloting to become the next GOP party chairman. Priebus beating out other candidates in the running after current chair Michael Steele took himself out of the running. Speaking after the seventh round of balloting that declared him the new party chairman, Priebus said he will do what is necessary to increase the Republican majority further in the wake of the November election.
Together, we can defeat Barack Obama in 2012. Together, unified as a committee.
Priebus, in clinching the party chairmanship, picked up the needed 85 votes to win in balloting. Memorial service was held at the Kennedy Center today for the man who served as President Obama's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Dignitaries, including the president, paying tribute to Richard Holbrooke, who died in December at the age of 69. Mr. Obama talking about the longtime diplomat said Holbrooke's career was as broad as it was varied.
The list of places he served, the things he did, reads as a chronicle of American foreign policy. Speaking truth to power from the Mekong Delta to the Paris peace talks.
Holbrook suffered a tear in his aorta. NPR News has learned that legally required safety systems were not working properly at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
Multiple sources familiar with the Upper Big Branch investigation have described for NPR dysfunctional water systems on the mine's longwall mining machine. The machine's cutting tool, or shearer, is believed to be the source of the explosion, and it includes a water-based fire suppression system and multiple sprayers that help control coal dust and sparks. The fire suppression system wasn't working, sources say, and the main spraying system on the shearer had so many missing and damaged sprayers it didn't work as designed when tested. There were indications that nails had been driven into sprayers. Federal accident reports show that these systems have helped control or extinguish small methane gas ignitions in the past. Mine owner Massey Energy says it's not convinced the systems were not functioning. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Brazil now say the death toll has risen to at least 500 as a result of severe flooding that has hit that country. According to the International Disaster Database, the flooding is the worst since 1967, when some 785 people died after high water caused mudslides. Meanwhile, the country is being pounded with more rain today, making it tough for rescuers to reach survivors. President Obama's defense chief is holding out the possibility of diplomatic engagement with North Korea in Seoul. Dwali Saikotao has the latest on Robert Gates' visit to the South Korean capital.
Gates met first with South Korea's Minister of Defense, then visited Cheongwadae, the presidential blue house, for a meeting with Lee Myung-bak. Gates said he's concerned about the tense situation on the Korean peninsula.
That's why I thought it was so important to come here and to demonstrate America's solidarity with our close ally of more than 60 years.
He discussed with South Korean officials how best to deter future North Korean provocations. Less than 2 months ago, Pyongyang fired artillery shells onto a South Korean island, killing 2 Marines and 2 civilians. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Beginning today, Americans will start seeing the benefits of the Obama administration's decision to lower the payroll tax. The move to cut the payroll tax by 2% this year, part of a package of tax cuts put in place by the administration in an effort to boost spending and jumpstart the economy. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the decrease in the payroll tax will benefit more than 150 American families, resulting in an average $700 a year more in take-home pay for the average U.S. worker. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 55 points to close at 11,787. The Nasdaq was up 20 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support